Dear Abbas, a narrative of love composed for you.
Are in the east of the base. Now they call and say the information was wrong. The antennas are in the west of the base.
What does that mean?
Who told you that, Mustafa? The defenses are stronger east of the base. Where did this information come from?
Abbas, the guys don't have a problem with this stuff. Let's say the guys went in that direction. How do we know they won't call and say the antennas have gotten up and run towards the north of the base?
Are all the guys okay right now? Did anyone get injured?
No. But Ali said it was a miracle they got back in one piece. They passed by within millimeters of us.
Abbas. Abbas, are you there?
Don't do anything till I tell you myself.
But they called from Tehran and said this operation has to be conducted quickly.
They stressed on it.
You need to hide yourself
somewhere, Mustafa, until I figure out what I need to do.
Abbas, we're going to get in trouble.
But what trouble, Mustafa? You know we can't risk the lives of our pilots and our equipment for four television antennas that we don't even know where they are. Who wants to cause trouble for us?
Let me see them try and do it.
Abbas, I'm with you, man. Why are you talking to me like this?
Oh my God, what is all this? They do things that make a person lose his mind. Man, operations have to have a military justification. It's not a game we're playing.
What you're saying is right. Tell us what we should do.
For now, just leave the base for a few hours. Don't be there. Let me go and see what's going on and I'll let you know.
I'll come with you and we'll go up together.
I want to go with an F5, Mustafa.
I don't want anyone to find out.
Okay. Just don't
make it like that time. Don't make me get worried. Take care.
I'm really grateful. You're doing a great job. Thanks a lot. Yeah, Ali.
Oh my God.
Who's the command post? Tell him to prepare an F5 right away.
This mess. What do you want?
I want to drink some water.
Come here, let me see. Hurry up and wash your feet. Go and sit down, I'll bring you some water.
In the name of Allah, compassionate, the merciful, hello to all
sit
our
down right here.
We'll start this news bulletin with the imposed war on Iran. Continuing with the heavy losses taken by the Iraqi military and the latest air assault on our city, three Iraqi warplanes have been destroyed by the high-flying pilots of the Islamic Republic of Iran's Air Force. Just a few hours ago, Ba'athist warplanes, in an attempt to get revenge on the losses they took, conducted an attack on Rad Air Base in Ahmadiyya. We've yet to receive accurate reports on the extent of the attack and the injuries and damage sustained.
Hello?
Hello? What's happened? Why are you standing here?
I'm coming from the doctor's office. I saw Annie here, so we decided to wait for you.
I'm going crazy from not knowing what's going on. I don't have any peace of mind at all.
Oh, Maliher, I'm feeling so stressed.
Mommy, Hussein and Mohammed are hungry.
Go in the house and I'll be right there.
What commands do you have about Ahmadiyya?
I've been calling everywhere I could think of since this morning. Nobody's been able to give me any accurate information and all the lines to the Ahmadiyya base have been cut. And I handed my class over to one of my colleagues and came home immediately. I couldn't keep staying at the school.
I can't stand it anymore, Maliher. If I could do anything, I'd start walking to Ahmadiyya right now as we speak.
Don't be worried. Try not to think bad thoughts. Just trust in God, dear.
We might even see Abbas, Saeed, and Ali. I mean, they'll get here any moment and start laughing at the three of us. I really hope so.
Let's all just go inside. If we're all together, at least we'll be less worried, right? Okay.
Okay, let's go.
Hello, how are you?
Just be positive.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Do you have any news about Ahmadiyya?
No. There's something I need to tell you. Can you please come here a moment? We've had 7 deaths at our base. I wanted to ask you a favor. Can you give news about some of them? Can you please?
Hello, how are you?
No, for God's sake, don't ask me this. I can't do it. I don't have the courage. I can't do it.
Then what about me? I've requested to be transferred several times. It hasn't been accepted.
Why don't you find someone else to replace you then?
Not just anyone can do it, and no one will accept it. I've already had one heart attack. I tell you, I'm scared. I have a wife and kids.
Our lives are in God's hands.
Of course. You know, if you could take care of just one of them, I'll take care of the rest.
Who is it?
Please allow me to leave.
Several ships containing essential supplies being imported through the Persian Gulf. The result was predictable. An economic crisis, a shortage of basic necessities for the people, inflation and long lines in front of stores. After operations and attacks in response by our Air Force, news came that Iraq still intended to attack a large caravan of our oil tankers and cargo ships. Containing essential supplies.
Can you recall how many times I've had you pass under the Quran and thrown water after you?
Some things are good no matter how many times they're repeated.
It really calms me down. Some things are good no matter how many times they're repeated. I'd really like for you to be here for our wedding anniversary.
Yeah, I'll be here, woman. What would you like me to buy you?
From the sky?
Yeah, it has everything up there. Clouds, rain, the sun, baby crows.
No, I want you.
Oh, so you want a baby crow? I've been really grumpy for a while. I'm so sorry for bothering you.
Every sweetness has its bitter, too.
You mean me and you? With your permission.
Oh, I wish you also had to get my permission to fly.
You mean you were my commander?
Mm-hmm.
Well, should I not go?
Happy landing.
Start it. You're a real man, Commander Annie.
How is it you still haven't gotten used to the stress and the worry, huh?
You mean you've really gotten used to it?
Well, no, of course I haven't gotten used to it, but, well, Abbas has told me so many times that the risk is the same as with driving. I've started to believe that's the case. Forget about this stuff.
Malia, dear, give it to me. Give it to me.
It's better you go home. Your kids are all alone.
Now, how are you going to tell Saeed about this?
Somehow, I want to really surprise him, you know?
Hello, how are you? How are you doing, Mrs. Babaye? Hello, how are you, Mrs. Khadra Safar? What's going on?
What's going on with you?
Mr. Mahmoudi.
I just wanted to say hello. I'm really tired, Mrs. Babaye. Really tired, goodbye.
It'll explode.
Don't worry about it. It's not going to explode.
Be a good boy and listen to what I say. When is Saeed coming home?
When he called last night, he said he'll be here, whatever it takes.
I hope Abbas comes with him too. It's been so long since he was...
I told Saeed to bring him if he can.
Does it look good?
Yes, my darling girl, it looks great. Saeed is going to be really surprised.
Thanks for all your help.
It was our pleasure.
There's only one thing left.
What?
I still have to go order a cake.
Let's go do it together, tomorrow.
No, I won't trouble you. I'll get a taxi. The cake I want to order takes a lot of work.
Uncle Saeed is so lucky. Can I come too?
Can I come too?
Okay, I'll take you.
Child, can't you sit still for a minute? You scared me half to death, hey?
What's the big deal? You should have covered your ears.
The mission that's been given to you, considering the threat of attack on the southern coast of our country, is of the utmost importance. Because of the presence of their monitoring devices in the area, make sure that your radio communications are done through coded messages, and they should be short and concise so that they won't be able to identify and track your planes. Make sure you're very careful. I hope you'll conduct your mission successfully. Good luck and be victorious.
Thank you. I'd like to offer my thanks to Colonel Asghari and say that there are some key points about the importance of this mission that I have to tell you all, and so I need you to pay careful attention, please. Our main threat are the Super Thunder warplanes and the Exocet strike missiles, which have recently been secretly provided to the Iraqis by Western countries. The real danger is right here, guys. If Iraq is successful in attacking and destroying this caravan of ships, then in reality it will have been successful in conducting a form of psychological warfare. The situation of the people who are under pressure from the shortage of essential supplies is getting worse by the day. It's particularly putting a lot more pressure on those with less money, and this means weakening our spirit. And if that happens, we've lost the war. But with God's help, that's not going to happen, because we're going to do everything in order to protect those ships. And in order to do that, according to the plans that have been made, we'll be escorting the ships from their point of departure until the port in accordance with the guidelines the Colonel has clarified for us. The point that I have to clarify and emphasize upon is to maintain our defensive flight posture during the entire operation. Therefore, when we spot them, we will not be advancing to attack them. The order to attack will only come when they're within the red zone. That means here and here. That means the positions where they can easily target and attack the ships. So there we do not let them breathe. But the purpose of this mission and its main objective is to protect the ships and ensure they reach the port, God willing. Any questions? Go ahead, Saeed.
Nothing.
Go with God. Thanks, everyone.
Abbas.
Are you okay, Saeed?
I'm fine.
What is it? Tell me.
Why won't you let us get on top of them and tear them apart? Come on.
I understand how you feel, Saeed, but logic tells us something else.
Well, logic is for logical solutions, not for now.
We can't. We don't have enough equipment.
But we do have the heart, Abbas. Let's go after them before they come after us. With a strong attack and a heavy defeat, we'll embarrass them with all their advantages in the eyes of the entire world and strike them a heavy blow. I promise you, not one of them will get away.
I remember that day we were flying the kite. Do you remember? The day we got into a fight. You had the same look in your eyes.
Abbas, it's these decisions and tactics that have made them so arrogant, because we're not answering them the way we need to.
I really want to give them a very strong reply, too. But every mission has its own specific strategy.
And for us, according to what you want, is to be so defensive. The situation has made you more cautious, Abbas. You are tired, my friend. You've gotten old too soon.
Being cautious is part of intelligence, Saeed.
But too much of it is an indication of fear.
Brother. War is the sense of responsibility, not the firing of bullets.
Yes, Colonel. Whatever you say.
Thank you. defensive position. If you have a target, don't engage unless it poses a risk. As soon as they enter our soil, you comply with my orders.
Copy. We'll comply.
Good luck to you.
Eagle 1 Bird's Nest, 4 targets are visible on radar, 45 degrees west, they're getting closer to the border.
The targets are confirmed. Eagle 2, continue your path, maintain defensive posture. As soon as they pass point zero and get close to the red zone, we'll take care of them.
The bus, they've crossed the border. Eagle 1, what are your orders? Keep maintaining defensive posture.
What's their distance to us?
About 75 kilometers.
Zaid, be ready. We'll circle them from high altitude, then cut them down from behind. Yali.
Copy, Eagle One. Will do. We'll give it to them.
one, the fourth target.
I don't see it. I think it ran away.
It's under your wing. It's under your wing,
Zaid. I don't see it.
Behind you.
I don't see it.
Distance yourself from him, Zaid. Get some distance.
I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't maintain control of him. I can't do it. I don't see him.
Turn away from me, Zaid! I'm not
Turn off the lights. Saeed? Abbas?
He's gone. Saeed's gone.
Thank you.